For the Drug Truth Network, it's the 420 Drug War News.
Yes! Reefer Madness! Reefer Madness!
Today we continue with our coverage of the recent congressional hearings on the Hinchey Rohrabacher medical marijuana bill. Next up, we hear from one of the co-sponsors of this bill, Dana Rohrabacher, Democrat from California.
I rise in strong support of the Hinchley Rohrabacher Amendment. Our amendment would prohibit any funds made available in this act to the Department of Justice from being used to prevent the implementation of legally passed state laws in those 11 states authorizing the use of marijuana for medical purposes. Our coalition of freedom-minded Republicans and Democrats on this issue is based on compassion for those who are suffering, a commitment to personal liberty, and a firm belief in the principles of federalism. The use of marijuana to relieve the pain of victims of a wide variety of medical conditions is well known and increasingly documented in the media and in medical journals. For many of these people, medical science has not been able to relieve their pain. Just recently, a friend of mine and a friend of many years passed away, Lynn Nofsinger, and many of you here probably know him. He was Ronald Reagan's first press secretary. I went to see him after he got out of the hospital with his treatments for cancer. He had his good days and his bad days. I saw him about a week before he died, and I asked Lynn about it, and he said, yes, sometimes it's bad and other times it's not, but I couldn't get myself to eat, and I had this pain no matter what they did for me. And I said, well, did you ever try that medical marijuana that we've been talking about and debating about? And he got a twinkle in his eye, and he says, yes, I did. And it brought my appetite back, and I slept like a baby. Don't tell me that we should have federal law enforcement people come into a state where the people have voted to approve that if a doctor agrees and get in the way of Lynn Nofsinger or anyone else who's suffering. We have people out there, not just Lynn Nofsinger, but others. And my mother suffered, and I remember how she lost her appetite after suffering a debilitating disease in which she had to go through treatments. This is a travesty. Use scarce federal resources. Join this coalition of people who are Republicans and Democrats who believe in federalism, who believe in compassion, and believe in personal liberty. Let doctors prescribe these things, not federal government bureaucrats.
I think Representative Barney Frank summed it up best. He made a statement, something to the effect that we here in Congress aren't doctors. We just play them on C-SPAN. You can hear more of our coverage by visiting our website, drugtruth.net. Dean Becker, 420, Drug War News.